I beg your pardon, Mr. Chair. I promise this is my last intervention on this subject, but I would like to recall to all of you the, how much is important for the Secretariat and also for the contracting party to keep harmonization aligned and stay on the same page. I think it's the mantra, probably, of the existence of the two parallel agreements, the 98 and 1958 agreement. As a proof of that, I would like to recall you, we have an amendment to the mutual resolution number one that is overarching the 1958 and the 1998 agreement, and because, to make a reference to the tools of the 3DH Boy machine in the DRE 3, but in the same time in the mutual resolution for the benefits of both agreements. Sorry, to transfer the provision from RE3 to the mutual resolution in order to keep 98 and 1958 agreement on the same page. And in the meantime, we are amending in simultaneously all the UN regulation that have a reference to the 3DH Boy machine and the global technical regulation. We will have this full package of amendments in the November session. It is quite a huge number of amendments, we would say. We have found also the solution to have a collective amendment to all the UNGTRs in that, in order to streamline the process. But at the end of the day of this exercise, harmonization will be tight. So from my perspective, we have to really be careful, no, in the future to follow probably the same approach, to keep harmonization tight in order not to have any, how to say, misunderstanding or misalignment that could hamper, how to say, the final users of our legal instrument, customers, contracting parties, technical service, certification bodies, etc., etc., etc. The list is quite long. Thank you.